1-877-PAR-SHOW, 50 minutes past the hour. And look, it's time to provide a public service, because after the one young lady that was, it wasn't her boyfriend, the guy snatched her off the street and killed her. You know, it is.
No, he didn't kill her. No, he didn't kill her.
No, I'm talking about the young white woman that was killed.
Oh, yeah.
And was watching the footage. It was reminiscent of watching that. But what's happening is that some of these guys, you don't know who they are, and they're breaking up with these guys, and it's a mess.
Yeah, some people lose their minds when you break up with them, and you have no idea what they can do or what they have done or what they would do.
Right. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Give me a call.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Monique.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Help us out here.
I just think that us women, we got to stop being so vulnerable when it comes to dating, because it's almost like we want that companionship so bad, mm-hmm. and we ignore a lot of things that are in our faces anyway.
Yep, so thirsty.
I've been in the same position, you know. I'll blame it on being young, though, because I'm learning as I get older. But, you know, it's just like you want certain things so bad, or society makes you feel like you have to have this type of relationship in life, and you just ignore all signs.
You overlook them because you're like, oh, that's, he probably didn't. Huh?
You don't want to see it.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning.
Hi, this is Allison. I just wanted to say, I know when I go out on dates and I'm meeting guys and everything, I check on the different court system sites just to kind of see if their name pops up. So I always get their legal name. I always check out where they say they're from, and I check that local municipality's court system, because all those court cases are online.
Oh, that's good. Out.
Wow.
Nice. I like that.
But, you know, here's another situation. Like, if my husband had checked to see if I had been arrested, of course, I got a little bit of a record.
He probably would have turned you in and got a reward.
But I can explain it away, because, you know, you have to give people a chance. You never know what it's for. You know what I mean? You got to give people
wanted
a...
wanted by the police?
Yeah, if it's something serious, that's a different story.
Right. 1-877-727-7746. Okay, not listening to you. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. How you doing?
Yes, we need some,
I agree with the last caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I agree with the last call. I was going to say the same thing. When I meet someone, I get their full name and where they live, and I'll go to Maryland case file, D.C. case file, yep. Virginia case file, put it all there. And then I Google you. I will Google you and get all your information. Yes, I will. I will Google in a heartbeat.
So do you have an issue if they Google you back? What they going to find?
I don't care. They can Google. They ain't going to find nothing. I want you to Google me back.
She got nothing to
hide. You will know.
That's what's up. Hey, Russ, Jamaica Star 217 says, I kept singing, and I said it too. It had to have been someone she knew. I mean, I knew things happened. However, how did he know her moves when she goes here and there? I said the same thing because, you know, Sue was like, why isn't she, why is she going crazy? I'm like, because she know him. She knows him. That's why she didn't, you know, react the way you would have reacted had a stranger done that to you. Didn't you think?
Interesting. Where I'm at right now is I'm scared for my daughter.
Yeah.
And she's getting ready to go off to college. And
it's scary. It is scary. You know, I was just telling my Jared, who's 8, he's a boy, but I'm like, listen, you got to have a city walk. You got to know what to do. When we were in the city yesterday, I was like, listen. He's like, Mom, I'm like, listen, boy, you better put on that city walk. Get going. Act like you're from the hood. See, Britt, you don't know it. I have to teach you, too.
1-877-PAR-SHOW, good morning.
Good morning, fam.
All right.
The best advice I could give women, listen very closely. Wait. Take your time. Wait. Get to know the guy. I'll say about 6 months, because by then he'll either leave because he was only after one thing. Mm. Baby mamas will come forward by then.
Yeah.
Or he'll get arrested because he has some outstanding warrants.
You're right. Mm. 6 months. But you know what? Women don't want to wait. You know, I'm sorry,
but
we're so
we don't
thirsty.
Wanna wait
Y'all
either.
Ain't going to wait either.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to wait. But you know what? If you don't wait, then you don't get the goodies.
That's not all the way, all the time.
You don't get the goodies if you don't want to wait. That's it.
What are you saying, Albert?
Saying what it is.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's like we want to ignore the signs.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Because this is the one. you know?
But we have signs for a reason. You know, you have that sixth sense for a reason. If something doesn't feel right, it's not right. That's what your sixth sense is for.
And don't give them three strikes.
Yeah, three strikes is too. Yeah, especially if you've been doing somebody like a week or two or three.
You need to be quiet.
Yeah, Britt,
we can count how many boyfriends you've had on two fingers.
Britt, but
two fingers.
And Britt, you are so dang gullible. You're so
gullible. Really?
You know you gullible. Girl, you better stop. Yeah, you better stop. You don't even know you're gullible.
Okay, never mind.
You wait a year.
We're going to end it on that one.
Yeah. I hope that works.
You wait 1 year, not 6 months. Okay? Let us meet your man.
No, wait till you're married.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wait till she's married.